Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and one of the ways the Bible is the ultimate resource for life is it explains how great and amazing God's grace is and how God's grace changes us as people and gives us the power to live in a way that brings us peace and joy. So that's what I've been looking at this week, is the power of amazing grace in our lives. Not just how amazing the grace is, but the power it has to change us as people. And so I'm going to be finishing that up today. I want to talk about how God's grace gives us the power to overcome suffering. And this, again, shows us how powerful His grace is. Let me review really quick. The first thing we looked at was that God's grace helps us to overcome shame, the bad kind of shame in our life, and to overcome even the good kind of shame, which is the feeling we have when we know we've done wrong, because we know who we are, because we have been adopted into God's family. If we have believed in Jesus Christ, now we have a basis in which to boldly approach God's throne and find forgiveness and cleansing all over again. And so that's one aspect of God's grace. The second thing we saw is that it empowers us to forgive others. When through God's grace we have been forgiven so much, now we can forgive others, and it can even be fun to say, I'm just going to take some of the forgiveness God has given me and give it out to others. The third thing we saw is that God's sacrificial love for us, which is also a form of grace, enables us to sacrificially love others. We love because He first loved us. So all these things give us power to live in radically different ways than those without Christ live. And the final one is God's grace gives us the power to overcome suffering. And the Bible actually says that we are to rejoice in suffering. James 1:2 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. So that is also not how the world thinks. The world says, you know, there should be a limit to how much you can forgive someone. Jesus says, no, you can forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. The world says you should love others, but make sure you're taking care of yourself. And the Bible says, love others, consider others even more important than yourself. And again, with suffering, the world says there's nothing really redeeming in suffering. There's nothing that makes it worth it, certainly nothing to rejoice in. And the Bible says, no, you can even rejoice in suffering. How? Because of the power of God's grace. That's how powerful it is. So Romans 8:17 says that we are co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. There is something about suffering that we are joining with Christ and His suffering that enables us to share in His glory. In other words, there is purpose behind suffering. There, God has a plan to use suffering to accomplish something even greater. And we are not to consider our present troubles to compare with the glory that will be revealed in us. That's Romans 8:18. And so we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. All of these things show us that God is doing something through suffering that is worth it, that will bring joy to us, that we will ultimately say, thank you, God, that you did all these things through that suffering that I went through. And so, therefore, we can rejoice. We can say, God, this suffering is actually a grace that you have allowed me to go through it because you know that there's something greater and worthwhile, more than worthwhile, that's going to come out of the suffering that I'm going through. Now, that is amazing. You know, you want to talk about amazing grace. It's that God loves us so much, He has demonstrated it at the cross in dying for our sins and rising from the dead so that we can no longer question that God loves us and has poured out His grace for us. He's proven that at the cross once for all. So we know we can trust Him when it comes to suffering, that God is not going to allow us to go through anything that isn't ultimately for the good of those who love Him, that isn't ultimately for something worthwhile. And when we have that confidence that only comes when we are recipients of God's grace, now we have something that can keep us calm through the midst of storms in life. Now we have something that can keep us steady, that will keep our hope up, that will help us to even go as far as rejoicing in suffering. That's the power of grace. So I pray that as I've been talking about these different things all this week, that you know the power of God's grace in your life. And you say, well, how can I have the power of God's grace? Well, it begins by recognizing your sin before God, that you owe God because you have violated the commands, the good commands, the lovingly given commands of a holy, righteous, loving God. And that is far greater sin or far greater wrong or a far greater debt than you could ever repay. Because your sins are against a holy God. Other people might sin against other sinful people, but your sin is against the God who gave you life, the God who created heaven and earth, the God who is perfect in all his ways. And so you have this great debt. And then you recognize that even though you have this great debt and you deserve nothing from God, even so, he loves you so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay your debt for you. That is how he displays his amazing grace. You trust in God's actions to give you righteousness, to cleanse you, to forgive you. And when you do that, God gives you this gift of his eternal approval of you. You can't earn it. You can't do enough to impress God or to get God to be on your good side. No, he just offers it to you as a free gift. And when you receive that, now you have received grace. And the more you understand that and think about that, what God has done for you in Christ Jesus, the more you're going to love others, forgive others, be able to rejoice in suffering, overcome shame in your life. So it all comes back to the gospel, this good news of Jesus Christ dying for our sins, then raised to life again. That's what it's all about. And then there are other scriptures that you can turn to. We've talked about Psalm 139 this week. I've talked about John 1:12. But scriptures that God has given, that God speaks to you as you study them, to remind you and refresh you and try to build you up in this grace so that you can experience the joy of living in this grace. And finally, I'll just add Ephesians 1 verse 3, which says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." That's God's intention for you. And if you don't experience that in your life and you want to, I want you to call and talk to me about how you can experience that grace. This is one of the favorite things I have to do is help people understand and apply God's grace to their lives. So the number to call is 803-943-8237. And I would love the opportunity to talk with you about how you can have this grace and experience in your life, whether you've been a Christian many years or you're wanting to become a Christian for the first time, but you want the power of God's grace in your life. The number to call again is 803-943-8237. Now, I'll also say we're coming up on the weekend. Thank goodness. I hope you have a good weekend. But don't forget about church. Sunday morning, 9 o'clock at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray. I will be preaching the service there, and that's a great small church fellowship to be a part of. And then at 11 o'clock at Fairfax First Baptist Church in Fairfax, I preach the service there as well. I'm the pastor at both churches, and we would love to have you at either service. But if you are not nearby or you have a church where the Bible's taught and you can be encouraged in God's word and his grace, then please be there this week, because we need that weekly reminder from his word of his grace. Well, until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.